We're back. This is Left Out on WRCT Pittsburgh. Our phone number is 412-621-9728. We just have a couple of minutes left. So we have many topics that we were going to talk about, but we're only going to be able to probably hit on one more. So that topic is the analysis of the mainstream paper editorials in the build-up to the Iraq War. So the Columbia Journalism Review has produced an article in which they analyzed the unbylined editorials, the editorial board editorials in about five major newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, LA Times, and USA Today, I think. And they went through and analyzed all these during the build-up to the Iraq War and analyzed them from the point of view of were they expressing any critical analysis capabilities or doing any critical analysis of the information that was coming out, given that it turned out that the whole justification for war, the weapons of mass destruction, has turned out to be a complete farce. And basically, it's a scathing review. It turned out that if you go back and reread those now, you see that they were absolutely uncritical, and they were absolutely negligent in getting information from any other source other than the government. For example, they would, I'll read the concluding paragraphs to give you a flavor of what it's saying. But the biggest flaw for all the papers goes back to the way they responded to Colin Powell's speech. At best, the presentation should have been taken to represent one side of a continuing UN debate about Iraq's weapons capabilities. Exactly how international papers like The Guardian reacted to it. After all, that paper noted UN Inspector Blix and El Baradei had their own analyses, which often conflicted with Powell's. Yet without appearing to weigh such contrary evidence, the U.S. papers all essentially pronounced Powell right, but they couldn't possibly know that for sure. In short, they trusted him, and in so doing, they failed to bring even an elementary skepticism to the case for war. So,
Now, this is a very interesting article, and again, we've linked to that on the Left Out webpage on leftout.info. And as Danny said, it appeared in the Columbia Journalism Review, and it's an article written by someone named Chris Mooney. So it is a very interesting article, precisely because it focuses on the editorial positions of newspapers, major newspapers around the country. And these are positions that the editorial positions in major newspapers are really very important. I mean, they really affect public opinion greatly, and they have no byline, right? They're just the New York Times, the Washington Post says, you know, the Wall Street Journal says. And it really was shocking to me at the time of Powell's testimony in the UN how quickly that all of these newspapers fell into line just supporting Powell's position when, to me and to really most of the world, it's nothing special to me. I mean, the whole thing was a joke. I mean, his evidence consisted of cartoons, which are just imaginary weapons that Iraq supposedly had, all sorts of discredited information. And these newspapers just supported it as if it was blatantly fact. And not only that, but had absolute disregard for any position from anywhere else in the world. So, for example, that El Baradei, for example, was pointing out that there was no evidence of any kind of nuclear weapons program. All that was considered a joke. You know, the Wall Street Journal described it as, if you don't believe Powell's testimony, then you must be a weapons inspector from Sweden. You know, it's really done. I think the state of our journalism in the United States is in a disastrously bad state and is really a threat to the strength of our democracy.
Yeah, that's what I said relating to the last story. If the media isn't willing to come along and express outrage at these sorts of things, the sorts of things we talked about the distortions of science, the sorts of things we talked about with the war, then who is going to do it? The American public is really gullible, not gullible, but just will follow the leader in terms of what the media, the attitudes
tells them,
conveyed by the media. If you watch the way Tim Russert questions somebody, the way he questions Cheney with such respect and such, or Powell, without questioning and without challenging him. Colin, you lied before the UN. Why should I believe what you're telling me now? That's the attitude they should have based on the history. Instead, if you look at what happened, for example, in Haiti, they just took Colin Powell's statements and just published them without any question.
All right, we're just about out of time.
I have one announcement I want to make. One announcement, which is that 1 hour from now at McConomy Auditorium, you can see the documentary Uncovered, The Whole Truth About the Iraq War. It's an excellent documentary. It's free and open to the public at McConomy Auditorium at Carnegie Mellon's University Center.
Thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.